there are really loud noises about who's in Las Vegas this weekend. It's bad.
Oh.
You thought Roman's remarks were bad?
Oh.
Redacted? We got a little UFC on this weekend.
Brother.
Get the camera on him.
Oh, that one.
Brother.
Okay, that one.
I don't know if any of you know who I'm referring to.
It's no surprise.
You do.
Who do you think
I'm talking about?
The president?
Yeah. I didn't know what the UFC reference was.
Oh, no. They got a president cam on those events.
Yeah.
It's no surprise, though. You know what I mean?
Especially with Roman Reigns.
Let's think about this for a second. It's WrestleMania week. Triple H is telling fans to F off or shut the F up or whatever he said in that thing with Rosenberg. Roman is out here proclaiming his love for Donald Trump. Mm. Like, this is your biggest week.
Yeah.
And this is the direction we're going with our PR. All right, man. Okay.
Mm. But, like I said, no surprise, because wasn't Trips definitely supported during the whole thing, huh?
Well, Mom works for
him.
That's
true, too. That's true, too.
Yeah, Mom works for him.
So, yeah, that's why I say it ain't no surprise. That's how.
But if we're going
the way we're looking at it, he's looking at it like, this is our biggest week. Let's get my boy out here.
Well, you know what this WrestleMania buildup has taught me? I don't need these bitches no more. I walked with the UFC for a little while. I enjoyed it. Like, it was super easy to walk away from when I learned more about Dana White.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that I just don't like the sport. It'll be super easy after this last 6 months to just walk away.
Let's just keep it a stack. It's easy. It's easier than the NFL, so to speak, right? Because WWE isn't that good of a product right now. At least not to me. Like, it's whatever. It ended with me, and we know what he's been doing this week, but it ended with me when the Roman story ended.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know it's still going on, but the streak was the story.
Well, no, the story is over. Yeah, yeah. They're trying to tell another story.
Right.
And I don't... No.
That's the only thing that I kept watching for. The streak, I want to... When it ends, who beats it, all this other stuff. And once that ended, I looked around at the rest of the product. I was like, it's not even that good of a product. I haven't really haven't watched since that moment.
I hope these reports are wrong. And you can do whatever you want to with Vogue or Vanity Fair or whatever the Roman article was. You could do whatever you want to with Rosenberg. He's essentially your employee. It doesn't matter. You could do whatever you want to. You're going to put him out there on your biggest event. Yeah. that's going to be a tough pill to swallow for a lot of your fans, including me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been with that company for 40-plus years.
Yeah.
That's tough.
I'm pretty sure it'll happen, too. At this point, I'd be surprised if it didn't.
I'm not surprised about the news of him being there because they have such strong ties to him already. He's been part of the WWE universe.
This is not Alabama football. This is not LSU football.
You think they're going to lose money, though?
Well.
Nah,
they ain't losing money.
They don't care.
They know.
Triple H said it. Everyone's filling up the arenas and stuff. What do I care what you guys say on Twitter? Money's coming in. They don't care.
They know that their fan base is obsessive.
Yeah,
they're the tickets that sell out. We talk about this. The tickets that sell for WrestleMania first are those ones we looked at that were 10,000 for the two nights. Those are the ones that sell first because that's how obsessive their hardest of hardcore fans are. Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are going to show up. Those are the people who are spending near $100,000 this weekend on the ticket. They're going to SmackDown tonight. They're going to NXT. They're going to the Hall of Fame. They're going to some random indie promotion, and they're going to Raw on Monday. Mm-hmm. They're going to all of it. They're buying the 7 different belts. They got 10 different access passes to get Sasha's autograph and Seth's autograph and they booed Hulk Hogan.
That's right.
Yeah. That was a moment.
And y'all,
which I wonder.
I'm not going to get preemptively upset.
Yeah.
Because nothing has happened yet. Oh, but goddamn, would I be disappointed.
Look,
they
booed Hulk Hogan, which makes me wonder what that response is going to be.
It's going to be booed.
If he's there and they put him on.
They definitely would. Well, again, I'm not going to preemptively get upset, but the there's rumblings.
If he's there, he's getting a camera shot.
There's rumblings like, that are really loud. I think the question is he get is he in front of the crowd?
Question.
I think he's in a
He was at the Super Bowl, right? I'm pretty sure
he was.
Did they show him though? I don't remember seeing him.
Oh, you throw him in a suite.
Yeah, they'll throw him in a suite.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm
sure they did.
I'm not even sure he's that. Well, he probably is, but people won't let him be ringside.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
No.
He'll be in a suite.
No. He probably logistically couldn't be.
Take another bad stunner from Stone Cold, maybe.
He's going to be GM for the night again?
No. I mean, like I said, wrestling is one of those things now where, you know, there's something I want to see. Like,
I'm going to email Dave Meltzer. Is this true? Dave, something. Get on the show right now.
Send him the link. There's some, you know, I want to sell. Yeah, I want to see Bianca and then or whatever. Like, I'll check it out, but it's not appointment television anymore.
Why am I just seeing this quote? Oh, which again, the week of WrestleMania, the New York Times, John Cena says, I don't care who hears it. I love Vince McMahon.
Oh, man.
Why do they do that for that
Why
guy?
Why are they so bold this week?
They're just letting it fly. They got the chest out in Vegas. Well, they ready, boy.
Wow.
Man.
A lot of people do that for Redacted McMahon, though, I've noticed. They're like, yeah, but Vince did a lot for me. I wonder if Vince covered up stuff for them at this point, the way they go to bat for that guy still.
But John? Not John.
Yeah, hey, I don't know John Cena.
Yeah, I don't know John Cena. That's a good call. I don't know that dude. I don't know what he got going on.
I'm just speculating, but you hear these guys talk, and they're just like, yeah, but, you know, Vince still,
no,
it's Vince.
You know what it is? I think it's like, it's not Stockholm Syndrome, but, like, he's the guy who
owe everything to him.
They do. Like if you made money in professional wrestling, you owe that to Vince McMahon. Mm-hmm. And I guess some guys.
How difficult to say, yeah, dude's a bad person now.
Yeah.
Or like the stuff, they don't even like.
No.
They just avoid it.
But yeah, I know. But like you said, especially in that situation, he literally puts you in that position. Yeah. This isn't, I'm just throwing out a name, Gilbert Arenas. Like, I was a second round pick, but I got so many buckets, I end up being great. Like, no, professional wrestling. He chose you to be able to make this money and all this other stuff. And I think a lot of
And it's why everyone who leaves that didn't make any money hate him.
Yeah, they'll let it fly. They'll tell him what
because they it's not their fault. Right. It's not that they didn't work hard enough or they weren't smart enough or they weren't sharp enough or they weren't charismatic enough. It's Vince's fault. Mm-hmm. Vince undercut me. He didn't like me. Mm-hmm. I wore the wrong shoes one day and he never forgave me for it. Like, you hear these guys say that. But that is the nature. It's the weird nature of the wrestling business. Back when Vince McMahon ran it, he essentially ran the entire wrestling business. He was in charge of everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you'll know. I guess we'll know tomorrow or I guess we'll know either day because the amount of time it's going to take to get into the arena if the president of the United States is there not the same as if he is not.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very, very. I did it once at a Mystics game. President, it is not the same process. It is awful. Like, it is legitimately awful. And you're doing that with 60 ish?
They probably
50,
got 75. Is that the floor?
Zabo in the chat house says, AEW, here we come. He didn't say all that. Yeah, all right. I didn't say all that.
Settle down, Zay.
No, Zay. No, I'm just out.
Yeah, we didn't say all that.
I'm going to grow up and stop watching professional wrestling. That's what I'm going to do. It's Leazy Friday. Leazy here with us. Thanks for joining us, Leazy. We're going to step out. We're going to come right back. We'll get this conversation. No, stay put. Okay. Stay put. We're going to get our schedule back on track here because we went really long with Kyle. So we're going to come back. I want to get your thoughts on you're not a Kings. In fact, there's a lot of questions about you right now.
No.
You actually might have to answer for yourself.
No, you're going to pick a team when we get back.
Well,
you're going to pick a team. It's time. No wish-wash stuff. You're going to pick a team.
We'll discuss it on the other side.
Oh, great. Look, he's already teaching the young man bad habits.
Where's the pizza?
We'll see it on the other side.
Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320. Really did feel bad for Luka in that Dallas game. Like when they showed that video, it was like, again, sometimes you just forget. Mm. He was drafted at 18. That's the only place in this country that he really like knows as home. And that came up because we're looking at a clip, or I'm looking at a clip from, I guess, an interview that's going to air in its entirety with Malika Andrews. Mm-hmm. And the clip that they're using to promote the interview talks about how he threw his phone and broke it when he found out he got traded from the Lakers. And his wife brings the phone over and hands it to Malika, and it's just like shattered.
Luka losing his composure? I can't believe it.
So you're under a lot of scrutiny now.
Yeah. I'm under
it. So you're big Dubs guy.
Well, hold on.
Hold on? You got balloons and hearts and all this other stuff. Yeah, that's exactly
what you did. It's just like you with Carmelo. You know, you're supporting him when he was on Lakers. I'm just supporting my guy.
Don't deflect.
It's the same logic, you know? But I've always supported Jimmy. How many times did I call the show and talk about the Heat and how they're going to have this upset, blah, 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 blah? No one cared. And I'm just still supporting my guy, you know? But
so then who's your team, though? Like, when Jimmy retires, who is your team?
That's a good question.
Even if you want to use that ridiculous logic of Carmelo, like, show all this other stuff.
And that was crazy. He threw you under the bus right there. Yeah, that was ridiculous, too.
Well, what Kenny does. He learned from Kenny. He's deflecting.
Well, no, and then I'm going to answer what it is. You ain't never seen me with no purple and gold hearts.
Hey, I got you're not in the chatty house like that.
This dude, man.
I'm just supporting. But hey,
okay, you know, Lake Show, bro. How many times? Uh-huh. How many times do I have to say? First of all, get that off the board. Second of all, the context there is very important. It was about Carmelo. I'm not gonna keep saying.
So, like, does your heart hurt when someone loses or something?
No. Just real quick. So, what you're saying is the clip lacks context.
When you play it like that.
Okay, let's try this one. Yeah. That doesn't add up to me. Carmelo Anthony just signed with the Lakers, by the way.
Okay, Lake Show.
I'm sorry, excuse me? Look at the smile on that man's face.
What context is kind of funny.
Why didn't you say that good for Carmelo Anthony or something?
It's kind of funny. Look, man, hey. That's where he was going. Yeah. I was just happy for Melo. Wasn't Melo out of the league for like a year and a half? Ain't that when he pump faked at the Barclays and everything? Come on, man.
No, it wasn't. Didn't he?
He played after that.
He played after the Lakers.
After the pump fake.
Did he end with Portland or end with L.A.?
He ended with L.A.
I thought he ended with Portland.
Asked a question no one knows the answer to. he played really well in Portland. I feel like he might have ended in Portland.
Yeah, I think he ended with Portland. I think he did.
All right.
Come on, man.
None of this matters.
No, he ended with
the
Lakers.
Who was your team? He ended with the Lakers.
Two seasons with Portland and then went to the Lakers.
Let's go.
Count it, Russ was there, right? I think Russ was there.
Sure.
It was Russ, Melo, and Bron, really? Yeah. Oh, that's right, because I think that was one of your little lines there at the end. Yeah. Who's your team?
Just a fan of the league. You know, I'm ready for the playoffs.
There's nothing wrong
with that. We got great matchups, the Rockets and the Warriors. Can't wait to watch that one.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Pistons.
You can't take Leezy serious as a fan.
Look, he starts with the Warriors. Nope.
Yeah.
Bro, you're telling on yourself.
No, at that point, Leezy can't talk trash about no one's teams or anything like that. Like, don't tell me about the Kings or the South. Like, and you can't talk trash about no one's teams because you don't have one.
You're all good, Lazy.
That's right.
You're all good.
Fan of the game.
Don't listen to this guy.
I love the game. The old NBA slogan. No, that's not how
this. This isn't EPL. This isn't NHL. This isn't golf. This is the NBA. Pick a damn team. You don't just follow the league. This is the NBA. NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, you have a team. Okay. Like I said, you want to do that stuff in the EPL? Fine. This is the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Pick a damn team.
Your ability to yell into that directly into that microphone is extraordinary. I can't get you to talk into it, but man, when you're yelling, you be into that microphone.
Well, I can tell you guys this. I know Wednesday, I was excited for the playing game. You know, I was ready to support the Kings and all that. And
pandering right there. Look at that. Pandering.
Don't let them bully you.
And then they lost, so now he ain't supporting.
Yeah, look at, where's he at? Is he hurt like you, Chatty House?
I can't support if they're not in it. I want to support, but they're not in it right now. I got to see what Scott Perry's doing. I got to see his vision, his plan. You know, once we get all this going, then we can make some decisions. I'm like KD. I'm waiting for the next season.
KD picked a team.
Oh, who?
He picked a team eventually.
Who?
He got a lot of jerseys. He picked a team.
He ain't going to be with the Suns much longer.
Hold your ground. Don't let them bully you.
That's right. That's right.
You could be a fan of Jimmy. Yep. You could be a fan of the league.
Bandwagon.
Treating this like it's the UFL. It's the NBA.
You're listening to D'Lo. He made a mistake as well. Man's a Cowboys fan. We don't want to admit it.
D'Lo is no longer a Cowboys fan. I got your back, D'Lo. You know, I remember.
I'm the happiest guy in this whole building. I don't get mad on Sundays.
If Tony Romo came back to coach and took the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, you wouldn't care?
Hey, no, well, look, this is the thing. Like Kyle said, you know, they'll come back if they start winning. We'll never know. We'll never know if they'll come back to the Cowboys. They'll never win.
They don't.
I'm sorry. Damn, Lizzie's turning on YouTube. You see that?
My bad. I'm going to be quiet.
Ain't turning on me.
No, he'll never know. We'll never know if, like, oh, they about to make a Super Bowl run. Ah, all those feelings are coming back to me. Go Cowboys, whatever. We'll never know.
Cowboys don't do nothing, though.
I can.
Because these boys don't ever win nothing.
I can kill your imagination. That'll never happen.
It's not.
Neither one of them will ever happen.
When Jerry's no longer running the team, will you feel different?
And would you come back?
Nah, I'd be too. I'd be years.
Be too long at that
too
point.
Long. Like I don't.
You've
have
already
any,
adjusted to life.
I don't have any. Oh my God, it's deep. Man. When you see DJ Oasis,
let's go.
That's like popping. Seeing like a like something in the wild. Yeah. Like, oh man, that
we should have stopped Oasis because he was at Raw.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what he thought.
There's no way he wasn't pissed. No way he wasn't pissed. Nah, I wouldn't be a Cowboy even when Jerry's gone. It's been years at this point.
Man, come on over to the Niners, big dog.
I want your Niners to be successful. I always root for the Niners in those big games. Always.
Yeah.
But the difference is, I'm not sad when they lose.
Well,
I'm sad for my show and my content.
Oh yeah.
But I'm sad for my partner because I know if the 49ers win a Super Bowl, I could come in on Monday and I could just
you got
put my feet
word.
Up.
Dame low-key does have it right.
Go ahead, KC.
Dame will come in on Sunday, on Monday, kick his feet up, and I'll be like, let me tell you that. Eagles.
Like me and KC still can't watch SportsCenters on Monday someday.
Oh, no.
Dame wakes up happy.
Every Monday, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Like, every Sunday night, I'm good.
When's the last time a sports game broke your heart that wasn't Duke? Because that's been the one you've kind of been on lately. But
it's a good call.
Oh, that's a good one. If game 7 had been close in the fourth, that would have hurt. I think I've said this before. The way game 7 went made it easier to digest.
Oh, did you send it to him?
Oh,
the video.
That was pretty upsetting.
We got that.
That was
pretty Chatty House.
I don't know why you wanted that video.
Chatty House. I have the Harrison Barnes game miss from Sky River Casino. I'll put it out on social so we can all relive the moment.
That was upsetting.
It was sad. Shout out to Will Z. Will Z was going through it.
Everybody.
Charlie was in the back. He was hurting. Oh, man.
Yeah, Catalina in the building.
Catalina.
Old school reference right there.
Man.
Everybody was just. I wanted to see it, but that was a little more upsetting than I realized.
Yep. Yeah, you was in front of it too,
I don't
Casey.
Know why you wanted to see that video. And why were you hopping around like that?
He was ready to celebrate.
I was ready.
You look like Draymond shooting a three out there.
Yep, trying to will it in. Come on.
That's what I was doing. Harrison couldn't make a damn shot. I was trying to will it in.
Oh, man.
Let's see if I can
get this.
He
hit it this year, though, when
system.
It don't matter on the Spurs. When we don't need him to make it, he's
so
hot.
I'm so happy for Harrison. We're so happy for him.
So happy good. For Harrison, right, Bogey.
Good for them.
All right, fam.
Good for them.
What do you think life is looking like if he made that shot?
It's different.
It's a good question. What is different?
Well,
I mean, De'Aaron's still here. Monty's still here. Mike's still here. What's different
if
that shot goes
to the
in?
Second round of the playoffs that year? Like, maybe that motivates Monty and Co. to be a little bit more proactive. And, hey, let's build off of that. Like,
they tried.
They wouldn't have traded anybody.
They tried to trade.
You think Chris Duarte's still starting game one the next season if they go to the second round?
Oh, God. I hope not.
Maybe.
They tried to trade Harrison that offseason.
To
OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that? Oh, great. It won't let me.
I don't know.
I turned my phone all the way off, but I'll post it on the Instagram. Follow the.
No, I was trying to. Yeah. Post it on Instagram. I love that you turn your phone all the way off.
I do.
That's terrific.
Ain't nobody.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
Leezy does not want to mess up when he's in this.
I don't.
I just love that so much.
So Let's go to the phone line real quick, because I got something. I got the what I think is the start of all this mess. And Jesse was right. Jesse was damn right. But we got JC on the line.
JC, what's good?
Hey, what's up, D-Law? What's up, KC? How y'all doing?
We good, JC. How you doing, man?
I'm living. Can't call it. But, yo, check it. I'm calling from Livermore, bro. I'm from the Bay. A little quick background, bro. And I love the Kings, bro. Since Boogie, Isaiah. But that's neither here or there. I'm calling for basically saying that I don't think Doug got a fair shot, bro. I mean, I get it. There was a lot of turmoil, all that. But from Mike getting fired, he started on the negative. He started on what is it, red or black? I don't know. I don't get him. But he started negative, and he got it back up, bro. He got it back up, and then what? We trade away De'Aaron. De'Aaron already had a hissy fit, all that, whatever. Gone. I respect the man. He had to do what he had to do. Then he gets Levine. Bro, you got to mix all these new players, all these new characters. Malik don't even know what position he got to play, bro. So it's like, dang. Give him grace. That's all I'm saying. I'm out.
I hear you, man. All right, appreciate you, JC. Appreciate you. That kind of goes into what I wanted to talk about, and you know, it's whatever. You know, the Vivek lover, all this other stuff. I don't think that's the case, because I don't absolve Vivek of any of his wrongdoing. Mm-hmm. All I do is I think when the conversations happen, it's always Vivek, get out of the way. Mm-hmm. Vivek, get out of the way. Let the people do what they have to do. Whatever. And my thing is, well, it seems like he has done that. James laid it out on the insiders. And he was talking about how Vivek's been one, it's like Zach LaVine. And Monty has won that battle time after time. And we laid it out yesterday and a couple times before that. Like, hey, Vivek got to the point where it's like, I listened to you for 3 years and we're in a worse spot. Go get the guy that I've been trying to get for I don't know how long. Go get the guy that you told me no to for X amount of years. Because if we tried to get him at the trade deadline, you said no. We didn't even make the playoffs. Maybe it would have helped. Talking about the trade deadline before, mm-hmm. not this year. Mm-hmm. Maybe we could have got somewhere. So go through all this, and figuring out all the Monty's awful moves or whatever. And the one question that I had that nobody talks about, and James actually answered it, was whose decision and what were the sides this summer with Mike Brown? Mm. Who wanted him? Who wasn't sure or wanted him gone? Mm-hmm. And who decided, no, we'll give him the extension? James said the front office, it was their decision to give him the extension. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Vivek was going to fire him, but he didn't want to give him the extension, and whatever came of that. If Mike wanted to leave because he didn't get that or whatever, hold out, I don't know what he was going to do, then that's, but he was not in favor of giving him the extension. That's another moment.
So you said Monty wasn't.
Vivek wasn't,
sorry. Okay.
Monty and them wanted to give him the extension.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's another instance where he listened to the basketball people. And that situation, the dynamic of why it was so problematic, because you had almost a handful of people on that team.
Yeah.
And that's just the players.
We don't know
about coaches who felt that same way. Mm. We don't know about other people in the front office who felt the same way in a negative way towards Mike Brown as head coach. Mm-hmm. But we know for sure there's about a handful of players that were like, I'm cool on this guy. Mm-hmm. I don't want him. Mm-hmm. And Monty made the decision to choose Mike Brown over what the players wanted and all this other stuff, and over what Vivek wanted. Mm-hmm. And I bring Jesse in there because Jesse said, we go back to it, and he's right. It's a tough look.
Yeah.
I talk about the PR aspect of it and what the look would be of doing this, but Jesse's probably right in hindsight. You should have never signed him to the contract. Mm. That's where everything went bad. You sign him to this contract, you've got these guys on the team that don't want him. Mm-hmm. So now he's locked into that. Then you sign him into the contract, and now when it's going all bad, you look crazy for having to move on from him. Mm-hmm. you have to move on from him means you probably got to move on from your star player. Mm-hmm. And it, if you would have made a decision right there, there was a decision to make. Three things I guess you could do. Mm-hmm. You could not give him the extension mm-hmm. and say, hey, you're under contract or you can quit. You can give him the extension and move on from these people that were going to be a problem.
Well, we're at three, by the way.
What?
Players. No, I'm saying if you want to move.
Well,
yeah.
So there's some tough moves.
Yeah. Right.
There'd be some tough moves.
You can do that, or you can move on from Mike Brown right there, bring somebody new in, and that would also kickstart probably the De'Aaron Fox thing.
That part.
And you'd have the beginning of the season to deal with that as opposed to leading up to the deadline. But it all centers back around, and this is what, like I said, Vivek, he got his own issues. He got to get better in a number of different ways. But the whole thing of just let the basketball people do what they do, we talk about it all the time, Dame. Apparently, he does all the time.
Yeah.
And Monty keeps making the wrong move. So it got to the point after 3 years of the wrong move, mm-hmm. hey, man, just go get this dude Zach LaVine, bro.
Yeah.
I've let you do whatever for 3 years. I'm about to get rid of you anyway. Mm-hmm. Execute this trade. And then even in that trade, that doesn't mean you have to take a bad deal. I just want Zach LaVine in there. Get whatever picks or whatever you need after that, whatever. I just want Zach
LaVine. Make sure I get that.
But it all goes back. We talk about the origins of this stuff. I think it does go back to what Jesse had said. Maybe they shouldn't have brought back Mike Brown in the first place. Because that set off a bunch of stuff. Bringing him back had the players half-assing it going into the season. You know what I mean? Like people were already out on him to start the season.
Correct. I'm going to try something here because I don't remember that Mike Brown signed.
Isn't that a tough look, though? Like, I agree with you and everything you're saying. But, like, it's a tough look because he's the one who got you back in the playoffs. And he's, I know. He's got you back in the playoffs and all that. And you're going to give up on him? Like, from the outside, mm-hmm. who don't know, they're like, oh, man, what are the Kings doing? Here we go. But really, on the inside, it's like, hey, certain players have voiced their opinion. We want to make this move and move off him. You know, it's hard.
It's a terrible look. Like, they, in the court of public opinion, they would be destroyed probably even worse than what they were when they actually did fire him.
Yep.
But, like I said, in hindsight, maybe that was the move, or you look to move those people that had an issue. But they clearly came they signed them mm-hmm. in the offseason, and they came into this season with issues. And I said about a month ago, they did all this just hoping to get by,
mm-hmm.
hoping, oh, I hope we get through this season. Then we'll sign De'Aaron to the extension. We'll have him here, or at the very least, we'll be able to trade him with a little more leverage or whatever. Monty McNair is the one.
Yeah.
Monty McNair and Wes Wilcox are the ones that crossed their fingers and just hoped for the best case scenario. And it was a disaster.
Instantly.
It was an absolute disaster.
From the jump.
How do you think this goes if we go back to, it looks like June is when it's announced. July officially happens. So let's just go to like May or June or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And Kings and Mike can't come to an agreement. And they just go, Mike, just forget it.
Mm.
According to De'Aaron, I told him that summer during the extension, if they bring in another coach, they trade me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's go back to the summer. Mm-hmm. You back out on Mike Brown. You decide he's not your guy.
Yeah.
Knowing the consequences of that are you pissed off your star player.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, free agency starts in a month in this timeline scenario where we got June is when they came to an agreement.
Yeah.
All right. Free agency starts in a month. Let's start working on the De'Aaron Fox trade. Mike Brown doesn't coach 33 games. Doug Christie, in this situation, Doug Christie probably coaches 82. They probably don't go hire someone else. Doug probably coaches 82.
Yeah.
The De'Aaron Fox trade is done earlier. We don't even have to change the main parameter, which is Zach LaVine.
Yeah.
I'll ask two questions. One, could the deal have been better? And I don't want to take Zach LaVine out of it because we're all in agreement. I think Zach LaVine had to be a part of this deal mm-hmm. because of the higher-ups.
Mm-hmm.
would you have been able to land Castle? Would you have been able to land draft picks? Would you have been able to land something of more substance from San Antonio? And even if the answer is no, mm-hmm. would the regular season have gone better?
I think you would have been able to get better in the deal if you were good at what you were doing. Maybe this guy wasn't even good enough.
Well, we'll get back. We'll get to that.
And I don't know if the season is any different.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't want to go out and just say, yes, it would have been different.
You had two major pitfalls during the regular season.
Yep.
33 games in and then 40-something in. Mm-hmm. You don't think it would have been a little bit different?
It could have been. I guess I'll get off the fence because I'm not sure, but I'll get off the fence.
What were they,
and say
40
yes.
and 42? I'm not talking about a 52-win team.
Yeah, yeah.
Would it have been worth four wins? Would it have been four losses? Would it have been?
I think so. I think
plus
you would have got
plus minus
start.
One says you think it's exactly the same.
You're probably right. It's probably a little bit more.
Because if you're doing the offseason, then Doug has time to get his people or his staff or whatever he wants going forward.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Most people that were already on the staff wouldn't quit on him like they did.
Well, they would have quit on him. They just would have quit on him in June.
Right.
Yeah. And it would have been inconsequential because it would have been like, fine. It would have been Doug and Barbosa. And I don't know who Doug's close with, but I feel like he is close with Barbosa. Mm-hmm. And then you would have built everything out from there.
And you probably would have got a better deal for Fox during the summer because
I think so too.
Yeah, because you
could
pitch it to the Spurs.
End.
Like, hey, you guys get him for a full year. You can mm-hmm. get this thing going sooner with Wimby. So, yeah, I think you would have got a better deal than what we got. I don't know if you get Stephon Castle. I don't know with the timeline for all that, but it still would have been a better
deal. Castle, think about this. Castle hadn't played a game yet.
Oh,
yeah. That's the other thing. He hadn't been drafted yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he had.
You get that pick.
You could have got him through the pick. Yeah. Yeah.
But I just keep going back to like how do we get here, and that's just everything that you laid out and what Leezy's talking. That's a tough look.
Yeah,
that is a tough look, and I don't blame Monty. I think it was his decision for not wanting to do that. I don't blame him for that because that's a tough look that you walk away from Mike and you trade De'Aaron Fox. A year after you break that playoff drought, that is a horrible look. But like what happened is what happened. You were dead wrong. Like you handled it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And me saying I don't blame him, or if I would have done the same thing, that's me saying I would have been wrong. I would have been proven to be wrong. Because this is horrible.
Who do you think fired Mike?
Vivek.
Front office.
Vivek. You think Vivek did?
Yeah.
Okay. That seems obvious now. That Vivek fired mm-hmm. Mike Brown and not anyone else.
And even if it's even more so, like if, and I believe James 100%, if Vivek wasn't sold on him in the offseason to give him that extension,
right.
And Monty wanted to keep him here, well, look who won. He got the extension. Well, you better make sure everything's on point.
Well, if you're willing to fire him 2 years after you made one playoff appearance and a postseason appearance, you have a 48-win season and a 46-win season, you're willing to fire him. Leads me to believe you probably didn't want to hire him.
It's a good point.
Which means you did what?
Listen to the basketball people.
Well, he wasn't sure of him. You got an assistant GM to go with him, so he wasn't too sure of him from the jump.
As like,
well, no, we're talking about Mike, though. We're not talking about Mike. We're talking about Mike.
You hired him
2 years ago, mm-hmm. and you were willing to move on from him after a playoff appearance and a postseason appearance.
Yeah,
that's probably not the guy you wanted to hire in the first place.
Yeah. There is a lot that Vivek does wrong, and there's too many people that talk about the meddling or stuff like that for me to dismiss it. There's just too many people, too mm-hmm. many instances. So I believe that it's true, but I don't think it's what people talk about. Because every time we bring these situations up, it's not his choice that gets chosen. Every time. Zach LaVine might have been the first time that we've heard he got what he wanted.
I don't
wanted.
Think it was the first time.
That he got what he wanted?
Yeah. I think he wanted DeMar.
But you're right.
If he didn't want DeMar, someone very close in his circle did.
No, I agree with you. I'll put that on Vivek's tab. Mm-hmm. Like regardless, like he wanted he wanted DeMar. But that also, we laid it out yesterday. I don't think that They had the opportunity to not
That's
get
what
DeMar.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had
yeah,
an opportunity yep. to get other players yep. outside of DeMar DeRozan, and they failed.
And if you're yeah. not getting them, you're going to get him.
Yeah, get yeah. my guy if you can't get these happened. Other people yep. we want. Yeah.
yeah.
On another note, on the flip side, RP flip side, wouldn't it have been easier just to keep Mike Brown, who's an established coach, stick with De'Aaron Fox because you already doubled and tripled down on him, and just get rid of Monty?
No.
No?
No, because as Casey laid out earlier, there were multiple players who weren't playing for
Well, yeah, no, I understand. Well, you can't get rid of all of them, but some of them you could have got something for. You can't get rid of all of them. Nah. It's hard.
Well, yeah. everyone knows DeMar is one of them. You have a timetable in which you're working with DeMar. You have the six-month timetable with DeMar DeRozan before you can do anything with him because you signed him.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the other, one of them is Domas.
Do you still have that six-month timetable with him? Because didn't he sign his extension? Does that apply to him?
DeMar? Oh, that's a good point. No, you're right. Because it was... No, I don't actually...
Maybe not.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because they didn't trade for him. They traded to get room to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he was still a free agent signing?
DeMar.
I don't know.
I don't know, man.
I'm just here to talk on the radio. I don't pretend to know anything.
We'll try to figure it out on the other side.
Jesus Christ. You got to go to work?
No, I'm staying here.
Okay. All right. All right. See the old Casey and Lazy.
Well, look, everybody can leave right now, so no, he doesn't have any
That's
work.
A good point. Yeah, don't you know? Yeah, it's good. Everyone get a jump start on their Easter.
It's a half day.
See the old Casey on ESPN 1320. Lazy hanging out with us here.
Yes, sir.
Talking Kings basketball, man. Talking basketball in general. Creating alternate universes where the Kings season isn't so bad. It's not working.
No.
It's failing. All it's causing us to do is fight with each other. That's all we're doing. I don't know what the... I mean, there's we could do the what ifs. We could do the they should have done this. They should have done that. They shouldn't have signed Mike Brown. Go ahead, Jesse.
I was going to say... You've been asking, like, what's the next order of business for Scott Perry? Isn't that to get the head coach?
Yeah, I'm surprised no one said that.
Yeah.
The first order of business is to determine if Doug Christie is your coach, determine if you have to have a coaching search, and then deciding who your head coach is. In some way, shape, or form, I feel like that is the first thing that you have to do. You can't sign free agents today. You obviously, I'm Scott Perry, a veteran in the league. I'm sure he has a scout team. Again, I don't think this materialized over the last 36 hours. Scott Perry has probably had a group of people that he's been talking to about, you know, hey, if I take this job in Sacramento, I'm going to need someone to, you know, help me with the draft. So I want you in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of that is already in place. So, yeah, to me, is it Doug? Is it somebody else?
You think he knows now whether it's Doug or somebody else? Not the somebody else, but like whether or not he wants Doug as his coach?
I feel like he has a really good idea.
Yeah.
Like maybe he doesn't know for sure. Maybe he wants to sit down with Doug, talk with Doug. Maybe he wants to talk to, you know, guys like Domas. Maybe he wants to talk to Malik. By the way, remind me to go back to Domas.
Okay.
But I think he has a pretty good idea.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I don't think there's anything wrong that he hasn't said, no, Doug Christie is my head coach.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You talk about a process. I think Scott Perry should sit down with Doug Christie.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think he absolutely should have a good idea of what he wants to do. But a final decision needs to come after, you know, talking to Doug, like you mentioned,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, no, definitely should have a coaching search. Scott Perry has a lot of ties, so definitely bring in some different people, bounce some ideas off from here, what they would think about doing to turn around the franchise. And, yeah, definitely have a sit down with Doug. No matter what the direction going forward is, whether the team wants to win now or if they're starting over, building from scratch, I don't think Doug would be a bad person for that. We just saw the Blazers with Chauncey Billups. Like, Chauncey Billups, it was, like, his first coaching job. And, yeah, they haven't broke through to the playoffs yet. But this year, they're finally showing, you know, some steps are taken forward. And, you know, going forward, I don't see why Doug couldn't do the same thing. If we're trying to win, that's cool. But if we're trying to rebuild, I feel like Doug could get the job done as well.
I'll push back a little bit on something you said. I don't think if you – like, you should be talking to Doug – in the next 7 days.
Oh, yeah, talk to Doug and me.
If you don't, if you walk away from that conversation, sleep on it a little bit, and you feel like he's the guy, there's no need for a search. Uh-huh. Maybe that's just a bad way of going about things, but if you have your feelings mm-hmm. on, you know, say, let's just say for argument's sake, he does want to keep Doug.
Yeah.
That's where he's leaning towards. Mm-hmm. And then he talks to him, has the conversation, see his vision, see if it aligns, and he feels good coming out from that meeting. I don't think there's any need to have a coaching search. Because really, which all you're going to do, like if that's how you feel, your gut was already there, mm-hmm. you talk to him, you feel great about it still, mm-hmm. all a coaching search is going to do is going to mess that up and give you doubt.
It could, somebody could step in and really blow you away.
Like if you're talking to Doug, I guess, and coming out of scenarios, like, then you come with a coaching search, aren't you essentially just looking for someone better than Doug, I guess? Like you're just waiting on that?
Yeah, I agree. You're going to start looking for all the reasons not to to hire Doug.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like Doug's kind of second best in your mind, and if you find someone better, boom, I got that. But if not, I got Doug Christie still, I guess.
Right, and that's why I don't know. That's just, like I said, maybe it's the wrong procedure, but if I already feel like I would keep him and I talk to him and we're on the same page and I feel like I want to keep him, mm-hmm. I'm going to go with that. That's how I would go about it. Like, I don't need a search or anything like that at that point.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that's the way to go. I went back and watched as many of the exit interviews as I could, particularly Domas's. I'm going to stall Domas out a little bit. I thought the idea of being consulted was a bit laughable. Like, no, man, no. Then I heard it and recognized, okay, that's not exactly what he said. Mm-hmm. He was actually asked. I think Sean Cunningham asked him, would you like, and it wasn't like, would you like to be consulted? It was, you know, I'm not trying to put words in Sean's mouth. So it's like a little bit of paraphrasing here, but it was something along the lines of, you know, do you want to have a say in what's going on here? And Domas was just like, yeah, I'd love to. And then goes on to, you know, continue to answer Sean's question. He was asked again by James in a slightly different way. And I think it was Tristy asked him something too that was kind of along the same lines, but a little bit different. And he was just like, yeah, like I want to be involved in the organ. I want us to get better. Like I want to win here. And that to me is a little bit different than I want to be consulted about. You know, decisions here. So I'll stall Domas out a little bit on the thought that I had yesterday of like, no, but you're not getting consulted on this stuff.
Yeah.
But running stuff to me, consulting is AKC. I'm thinking about buying this Traeger. What do you think? Mm. Nah, man, go get you one of them aluminum grills with the coals. Like that's how you got to do it. Oh, okay. That's consulting. Mm. Or that's like, you know, the keeping you in the loop is more like, hey, man, I bought a Traeger, man. It's pretty fire. What do you use? Mm-hmm. Oh, I use the aluminum one with the coals. Oh, that's dope. Bye. Yeah. It's the same thing. Hey, what do you think about us trading for OG Anunoby? Not, hey, are you okay if we trade for OG Anunoby? Those are very different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, we're close to this deal, man. How do you think about playing with him? How do you think your games mesh?
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that happening with any player.
Right. Especially a guy that you look at as one of your
as long as you're talking about other players.
Mm-hmm.
I've maintained this from the time this don't do it with coaches. Mm-hmm. You are asking for trouble if you ask players opinions on coaches, cuz you're not going to get 15 universal opinions. Mm-hmm. And even if you just dropped it down to four, mm-hmm. you're not gonna get four
yeah.
of the six. Like you name the Kings' four biggest players. They all don't have the same opinion of Mike Brown.
Right.
Oh. Right.
They might not even have the same opinion on Doug Christie.
Mm-hmm. So they, I thought Domas specifically yesterday said about what you would want to hear from somebody. Right. Like he talked about how he wanted to be here. How he wanted to win here. I didn't once again listening and even reading some of the transcripts. Didn't have a problem with anything that he said. And Domas, I'm not saying I want to trade him. I said I would see what's out there. And if I got the right deal, I would move him. I would move Domas. But if that doesn't materialize and you've got him and Zach LaVine and you want to add around him, Domas is still a hell of a ball player.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hell of a ball player. He's a really good ball player. What we learned or what we got confirmed, I believe,
mm-hmm.
in this play-in and towards the end of this season was you need a few guys better than Domas if you want to be a good team.
Yeah.
And I also don't think there's anything wrong with that. That does once again, that doesn't mean Domas is bad or he can't be here, get him out of here or nothing like that. But he can't be that guy.
Yeah.
He can't be that top guy for you.
What are you guys looking to get for Domas then at this point? We talked about it on Friday when Dan was out, brought it up again on Monday. Would you do the Claxton and insert Nets role player and 2 first-round picks for Domas?
I probably would. Claxton provides he gets that defensive end that you're looking for.
Yeah.
And what I think about that is you get 2 first-rounders and you get maybe some cap relief. I don't know how, because in the contract, it didn't seem like it was dollar for dollar. I know Claxton makes $25 million a year.
Oh, then, yeah, just, and so I think it was like some other player that maybe made it.
Yeah, he don't make $30 million, whoever that guy is.
Mm-hmm.
So it would bring the cap relief. It would get you some assets. It would give you the ability to maybe use those assets to bring in a guy where you just got to absorb his contract. You don't have to, like, go dollar for dollar out the door. Yeah, I think I would, man. I think I would. I don't know if you heard the deal, but it was Claxton, random guy, 2 first-rounders for Sabonis.
Not Cam Johnson.
Not Cam Johnson.
Okay.
Cam Johnson's not even a thing, I don't think, right now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think Domas nets you 2 first-round picks?
I think he could. Like, why are the Nets?
Wow, no one said yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I said I think he could. I was like, why would the Nets give me 2 first-round picks for Domas?
Yeah.
Like, for what they're trying to do right now.
I don't think he gets you 2 first-round picks.
But look at your GM skills. You asked for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's solid work.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Well, my assistant GM, Bleacher.
You think he could get you 2 late first round picks?
Oh, this
you
wasn't your guys.
No, this is on Bleacher Report.
Oh.
Yeah, something.
Okay.
Jesse, yeah, to your
that
point.
That explains why Kenny hasn't stormed out of the room yet. What'd you say, Lazy?
No, I was bringing up Jesse's point. Yeah, you can get some late round picks for Sabonis.
2 late firsts, do you think? If you trade him to
a contender? Why are they going to be someone else's picks? Why would they be late from Brooklyn?
No, I'm saying from Brooklyn. I'm just saying like now in general.
I see.
From a contender for Domas.
I don't know, man. I truthfully don't know.
That contract is tough, and then when
he is coming off, like he was All NBA just last season.
Do we know how Jordy feels?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, what does Jordy think about that?
Like,
well, dude. Jordy might feel how his boy felt.
Well, if he does.
Who's to say Mike Brown wasn't calling him after he got fired? Yeah, you won't believe what so-and-so was talking about.
Mike wasn't a big Domas fan. Yeah. Like and I don't think Mike disliked Domantas Sabonis. I think it was more along the lines of Mike didn't think this team could be great with Domantas Sabonis as a number 2 to De'Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that he's wrong in that regard, but it's one thing for us to say it
mm-hmm.
and feel it.
Yeah.
It's another thing for your head coach
yeah.
to feel that way.
Well, it's like we've been talking about. Like Domas he's a good player. He's solid and all that. But like we said, to a fault, you have to have the right players around him. And if you have to have him in a perfect situation, then, you know, mm-hmm. how valuable is he?
Mm.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.